He's a jackass.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, January 7th goes to America as a staff record label country and mother effing coup. Yes, I said coup and not crew because that's what we witnessed in America yesterday, an attempted coup. Okay, call it what it is because that's what it was. A mayonnaise-flavored mob, the terrorist organization known as Al Cracker, stormed the U.S. Capitol and used violence to stop the lawful certification of the Electoral College vote, all encouraged by the celebrity-in-chief Donald J. Trump. Now, if you're surprised by what happened yesterday, then you simply haven't been paying attention. We all knew this wasn't going to end normally. We just didn't know what not normal was going to look like. Now, there is truly not just one person to blame here. Yes, Donald J. Trump incited this. He's been inciting this for 4 years, but he was aided and abetted by everyone. Okay, other members of the GOP, from Mitch McConnell to Lindsey Graham to Mike Pence, Ted Cruz, all of y'all have been Donald Trump's hoes for the past 4 years. Yeah, it's never too late to do the right thing. So they say, but that's a lie. All right, Lindsey Graham stood on that Senate floor yesterday and said this.
It is over. Joe Biden, I've traveled the world with Joe. I hoped he lost. I prayed he would lose. He won. He's the legitimate president of the United States. I cannot convince people, certain groups, by my words, but I will tell you by my actions that maybe I, among any, above all others in this body, need to say this. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are lawfully elected and will become the president and the vice president of the United States on January the 20th.
Lindsey, if you would have said that immediately after the election, if more of you scared assholes in the GOP would have stood up to your pimp and told the truth that the election wasn't stolen, that the election wasn't compromised, that your, you know, votes mattered, but we lost fair and square. If y'all would have said that, then maybe, just maybe, none of this would have probably happened yesterday. Okay, if you waited until after it was an attempted coup to speak up, then yeah, you're too late. Okay. But it's literally just too many people to blame here. You got Donald Trump Jr. saying this yesterday.
So to those Republicans, you have an opportunity today. You can be a hero or you can be a zero. And the choice is yours. But we are all watching. Choose wisely. If you don't fight in the face of glaring irregularities, statistical impossibilities.
Fight for Trump.
Yeah, they took that literally. You got Rudy Giuliani. He was saying this.
So, over the next 10 days, we get to see the machines that are crooked, the ballots that are fraudulent, and if we're wrong, we will be made fools of. But if we're right, a lot of them will go to jail. So, let's have trial by combat.
Trial by combat. All right, trial by combat. Yes, they ready to fight for Trump, and they ready to have trial by combat. That's exactly what they did yesterday on the Capitol building. And with all that, Donald Trump still loves them. You heard him say it himself.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. God. So go home. We love you. You're very special.
We love you. You're very special. Even with rhetoric like that, you have the next president, our next commander in chief, still not telling America the truth about itself. Listen to Joe Biden after all the aftermath yesterday.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are.
Joe Biden, you're 78 years old. You were born in 1942. You know as well as I do that this is exactly who America is. I'm so sick of y'all saying this isn't America. Yes, this is America, and it's always been America. The white privilege, the entitlement, this is how white mayonnaise-flavored mobs have acted since the beginning of time in this country. Whenever they feel like they are losing, power. Okay, whenever they feel like they're losing political power, whenever black people gain political influence or financial influence, Google Black Wall Street when Al Cracker destroyed the Greenwood District in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Google when 200 white men attacked the black community in Rosewood, Florida, killing over 30 black men, women, and children. Joe Biden, you were alive through the Jim Crow South. You were alive during the Civil Rights era. You were alive when JFK got shot, MLK Jr., Malcolm X. If this isn't America, what is? And until people like you acknowledge this is America and it's always been America, this country will never get the reboot it truly needs. What happened with Trump the last 4 years, what happened yesterday on that Capitol building, is what happens when white privilege, white entitlement, and white rage goes unchecked. America, you created that MAGA monster. If you treated white terrorists the way you treated Ahmaud Arbery, you wouldn't have these problems. If you treated white terrorists the way you treated Emmett Till, you wouldn't have these problems. If you treated white terrorists the way you treated Breonna Taylor, you wouldn't have these problems. All of those people I just named received the ultimate, severest punishment for nothing. They didn't even commit any crimes. Meanwhile, we saw that terrorist organization known as Al Cracker storm the Capitol building yesterday and nothing happened to them. Donald Trump once tweeted that people who vandalize or damage federal buildings in any of our cities or states will be prosecuted under our recently enacted Statue and Monuments Act, minimum 10 years in prison. Well, lock them up. Okay, I tweeted this yesterday and I repeat it today. In most countries throughout history, if you try a coup and it doesn't work, you're getting lined up and shot. Since America is no longer operating like a first world country, when do the executions start? At the least, every single one of those members of Vanilla ISIS, every single one of those members of Al Cracker should have gotten that 10-year minimum prison sentence. Instead, they got escorted out and probably treated to a steak dinner. You know they want their meat cooked rare. But the moral of the story is nothing happened to them. If there is no consequences and repercussions to the attempted coup we saw yesterday, then what's next? You have Rudy Giuliani saying there's going to be a trial by combat over the next how many days? I understand that we have a new administration coming in, but I'm not optimistic because votes only change political positions of power. It doesn't change people's hearts. And at the very heart of America is racism, bigotry, and the white rage we saw on full display yesterday. That is what the foundation of America is absolutely built on. And until people are ready to acknowledge that this is America, that those ideals of freedom, liberty, and justice for all only apply to some, then nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. Clearly, those rights apply to the white terrorist organizations like the ones we saw storm the Capitol building yesterday. But will they ever truly apply to us? Only God and white Jesus knows. And for the record, we're not asking you to shoot them like you shoot us. Well, I wouldn't mind that either, honestly. But what we are asking is for you to not shoot us like you don't shoot them. Please let Remy Ma give this country that white Jesus is currently ignoring the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.